This is KCUR 89.3. It's late summer, so that means it's time for county fairs. At the Douglas County Fair, which ended this weekend, we found typical 4-H events. Kids and young adults showing animals like cattle, rabbits, and goats. But one competition drew a lot of interest. KCUR intern Riley Kester has this report.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our showmanship.
About 50 people are in the stands getting ready for the big llama competition. Abby Brown is in the wings. She's 12 years old, the same age as her llama.
He is white with black, brown, gray spots on him, and very small, tiny little llama.
His name is Dolly, as in the Dolly Llama, which seems to be a popular name for llamas. Abby has been competing in the llama show with Dolly since she was 7. They live on a farm in Linwood, Kansas, where Dolly helps protect the other animals. Abby says she was pretty excited when she first got Dolly.
I ran up to my mom. I'm like, I'm showing a llama. And she's like, what? I'm like, yep, I'm showing a llama. And I told everyone, even over and over. I was just so excited.
Abby gets up early the morning of the competition. When she first gets to the fairgrounds, she tends to her llama. She gives him food and water and brushes him so he's ready for the competition.
And then after that, we leave them alone till 8:30, which is the showtime. And then we get them, get their halter on and walk them up there.
Abby says she's been showing Dolly for so long, she doesn't really think about what awaits her in the show pen. She's more concerned with Dolly. Abby says just before the competition, Dolly's ears went back and he started to cry before entering the ring because he was a little nervous. So she pet him and told him he's okay.
Next in the ring, we have Abby Brown.
The 4-H'ers compete in 5 classes that display their relationship with their llama and the training they've done. One of those classes involves an obstacle course with cones to weave through, a teeter-totter to cross, and they even have the llamas walk backwards.
I get asked every year by all of them, how do you back him up so good? I'm like, I just take the lead and kind of put my hands on the side and push him back so that he knows he needs to go straight back, not to side to side. And that helps him a lot.
There's another class that's pretty unique to the Douglas County Llama Project. It's one that draws a lot of attention.
Our next class is the costume class. And all of our exhibitors will get their llamas ready, but don't leave. This is the best part.
The exhibitors come up with elaborate costume designs for themselves and their llamas.
We got Mario Kart for the Nintendo, and I've been beating everyone at it. I'm the best at it. And I'm like, this year, we should do Mario Kart theme. And so me and my mom, we got cardboard boxes, we spray painted them red and green, and we got these little plates for tires.
The first time they tried it on Dolly, though, he destroyed it.
So when we got it back, we had to make some adjustments. He does not like his butt being touched, so we had to extend that end. And then we had to tape it a lot, like a lot, and he has some dents in it from it, but we made it work.
Abby says Dolly is calm and chill, which makes him pretty tolerant when it comes to wearing these elaborate costumes.
At home, it's totally different. He's like, don't touch me, don't put that on me. And then when we get here, it's like paradise for him. He's like, yay, I'm out here. And it's probably because of all the other llamas. They're like friends. It's just, like, because they've been around each other for, like, all this time.
Last year, Abby and Dolly dressed as Napoleon Dynamite and Tina the Llama. Dolly dressed in a Vote for Pedro t-shirt, a curly wig, and big glasses. After that crowd-pleasing costume, guess who won the costume contest for the 2nd year in a row?
Congratulations to our champion costume exhibitor, Abby Brown from the Eudora 4-H Club.
So, what does Abby like most about competing with her llama Dolly?
The attention. Like, everyone's around you, and they're like, oh, can I get a picture of you and your llama in the costume? I'm like, yeah. It's just so fun.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Riley Kester.